Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Sense Sense Radio. These boots are made for walking.
Hey, this episode's brought to you by a bunch of people with hard names, so I apologize if I fuck this up. So thank you to Maximilian Nadanek, Benny Kane, and Justin Wenschke. I'm so sorry. Enjoy the episode.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe Bellotta.
And I'm Joel Dusha.
And today's topic is crime.
I'm calling the cops.
I was going to do like a jingle, but then I realized that like I was picturing money bags, but also I don't know what how to make with my mouth the sound of coins.
Woo!
Yeah, that would have been. That's a crime noise. You're money. Under arrest. I think when I picture crime, I picture the Beagle Boys, the old Donald Duck cartoon. You know those guys? They had the red band, and they always carried a money bag with a dollar sign on it.
That's how you rob banks, right? You just give them a Hessian sack that has a money, like a dollar sign on it. Like, hey, give us your fucking money, bro.
Just put the cash in here. You know where it is. You know what the dollar sign means.
Yeah. You know what's going on here.
Can you imagine a bank that actually had just a bunch of hessian sacks full of... Because they'd be like, I want $100. You'd be like, the money is just in the bag. We don't have it in denominations. Just search the bag for the money.
Good luck.
Good luck. It's not going to be easy.
Hey, you're going to have to work for your money.
Yeah.
But hey, there's no such thing as free money.
Even if you're robbing a bank, you still have to pay for the gun.
Pay for the gun. Pay for the crimes.
Pay for your hessian sack with a dollar sign on it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's at least $6.
Where did you get that even made?
No, that would be like, you'd make it yourself, obviously, because they'd know. They'd be like, I think this guy's about to rob a bank.
Yeah, and you know that like the dollar sign, when you paint it on, it's not going to look
right. It's not
going
to look right, because you kind of need to do it with a spray paint, but because it's hessian, it's just going to go
gonna
through.
Seep through.
It seems like a big hassle. But I mean,
fuck,
I guess if you want...
It's easier just to get a job.
If you want work at the bank than rob the bank. What's a crime you think you could reasonably commit? Like the highest tier? I mean, obviously we could all steal like fucking candy from Sugar Station. I'm sure we all have.
Jackson,
hey man, you can't fucking pin me for shit.
Nobody saw it.
Hey. I didn't say anything.
Not an admission of guilt, guys.
You can't.
This podcast can't be used as evidence
in a crime against us
in court.
Jackson Bailey, Joel Dusha, Zoe Bellotta, you're under arrest for stealing jelly beans from Sugar Station.
Didn't do shit, man.
You can't pin this on me. I'm clean.
I refuse to speak to you until I refuse to say anything more on this podcast until I speak to a lawyer.
Wouldn't it be funny if we just had our lawyer in here as well?
Hi, I'm Joel Dusha. This is Zoe Bellotta. This is Jackson Bailey. This is my lawyer, Charles.
Don't say anything.
Yeah, keep quiet, Dusha. Yes, Charles. Damn it, Dusha. I wish you wouldn't do this.
Every time.
Just every podcast from now on will have Joel Dusha's lawyer, Charles. Like we'll be in the middle of like a room.
I'm Jackson Bailey, I'm Zoe Bellotta, and on behalf of Joel Dusha, I am Charles.
Charles just takes your place and makes like
I just whisper into his ear every now and then.
Joel Dusha wishes to say that his solution would be to kill himself. Thank you, Charles.
Thanks, Joel. You're right.
Not a problem. Happy to be of service.
Yeah, but if my legs did turn to crabs, I would just kill myself.
Who wouldn't? And Charles knows that. Even if Charles doesn't share your opinion, that's not what he's here to do.
Hey, a lawyer's a fucking job. You got to do it right.
Charles is here to tell us what you think, not what he thinks.
Exactly.
Imagine that's Charles at one point is like, I don't think having crabs for legs would be very good. You're like, Charles.
Charles.
Not your show.
Hey, man. Charles, this isn't what I'm fucking paying you for, man.
I like that Charles began to somehow get you out of legal trouble, but now he's just taking your place.
He's trying to avoid me getting in further legal trouble by saying dumb stuff on a podcast.
Good
Speaking
on you,
of
Charles.
Dumb stuff, I'm going to say, highest level of crime I reckon I could commit, treason.
Kill the king? Hassle the king.
Probably treason, not high treason.
What's just regular treason?
Against your country.
Crimes against the country. So's Australia. I'm coming for you.
Against your king.
Oh, okay. So we don't have a king. Would killing the queen be high treason?
Yes.
What about punching the queen in the neck?
Yes.
Probably high treason. Assaulting the queen in any way.
Probably treason.
Is it like, do they call it treason by way of assault?
Maybe. That's pretty cool sounding.
Yeah, that sounds like kind of rad.
You've been hanging out with Charles too much, Jax.
Charles has given me, he's telling me all the legal terms.
Charles is shaking his head. He's like, don't commit treason, guys.
Please, no.
This is going to be a hard case.
How do you commit treason against Australia? I'm just imagining you punching the ground.
Terrorism.
No, I don't want to commit terrorism. I want to punch the island.
Just right into the fucking red center. Just go up to Uluru and kick it.
Would punching a national monument
vandalism?
Yeah, I think you'd have to break it. I think if you just punched like the Sydney Opera House and were like, ow, it wouldn't be like Joel Dusha 20 to life. Don't punch the Sydney Opera
what if
House.
I like knocked over Uluru, like flipped it?
Well,
or just like broke it, like because it's a rock.
Everyone would be impressed. Like all the papers would be like shame. They'd be like everyone would kind of read the story and be like,
That's
still kind of cool.
It's kind of amazing that he managed that.
Local boy flips big rock.
I thought you said
nation in mourning.
I thought you said flimps. Local boy flimps big rock.
The Flimstones.
The Flipstones. I like that it's big rock in the paper.
Well, Oliver Ezrock. I don't know.
It's like, a big rock. You're not wrong. Yeah, it's a large rock.
It's a big one.
It's a big one. Of the rocks.
Yeah. On the rock scale, like when you pick up a pebble and then you pick up a large stone, it's a lot bigger than both of those.
What would be the easiest monument to destroy, do you reckon? I mean, Uluru, come on. Even if you dropped a bomb on Uluru, it's probably not going to move.
If you dropped a bomb on Uluru, like I might get like a weird crater in the top. That looked pretty funny.
Sweet half vibe.
Yes.
Guys.
Here's what you do. You drop the bomb, and then about like a minute after you drop the bomb, you leap out and escape. Then you create that crater and just down into it.
And then like down into it and then up the other side and into space.
No, just back into your plane.
That's even better. And then like it's a helicopter, yeah. So like
just circles around, you just land back in it, lean down, you're like rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, dude.
Pilot Charles, take us away.
I don't know how to pilot a plane. I am a lawyer. I just love that the newspaper is like, man destroys Uluru, but it's pretty sick. So,
too rad for prison.
In my mind, you were wearing like full, like too much safety gear for some reason, like big old knee pads and elbow pads.
I was imagining that, but in a suit and sunglasses.
No, I was imagining him in like the knee length, really baggy denim shorts, like some band shirt.
Like 90s
cap, yeah.
Fucking cool. Yes.
I'm worried because you started describing just how I dress sometimes. I was like, oh no, you're making fun of me? Nah, baggy shorts, not all about that.
Yeah. Nah. And somehow there need to be a guitar riff as you...
That was loud.
And then maybe the moment you crest off the pipe, someone's like, doof, 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 like the little drum solo, or makes a big poof, and you...
I want a choir to be like...
Jackson said drum solo, and I was just imagining Phil Collins.
I can feel as you fly away into the helicopter.
With a suit, way too much safety gear, holding a briefcase.
Backwards cap.
Backwards cap.
That's like, it's a crime, but it's too cool that I think you just get away with
yeah.
it. I feel like there's a law somewhere that if your crime is too radical, you're not going to put in prison. Or even if you are, you're like, this is what I did. Everyone's like, king of the prison?
Yeah, he's like, hey, man, you're a fucking cool guy.
What an impressive, I mean, the fallout from the bomb is a bit rough, but still.
No, we're fine. It's not like a nuclear bomb. It's just a bomb.
What's a... What?
Just like a pipe bomb.
Or, oh, yeah.
No, or
half like a pipe bomb.
Solid.
Yeah.
The episode's done. No joke is going to be better than that.
We've done. We've peaked.
We're done.
As a show, we've
hey,
peaked.
Hey,
we're done.
50-something episodes. We did good.
What do you call it when you make an animal extinct? I think that's a crime I could reasonably commit.
Extinction?
Pandas? Not even necessarily. Is that a crime? Extinction?
Extinction isn't a crime. It's just.
But what if I personally killed, like, say.
All the rest of the pandas.
Then it's more poaching.
Yeah, okay.
No, it's
but,
poaching,
like, it's
but
like
it's
poaching
like...
genocide. I'm not thinking pandas. I'm thinking something there's a lot of, so it's a bit impressive. If I went into, like, a zoo in China and just went. Doof, shot a panda, people would be like, oh, lost panda, but, oh, well, some of it's going to die eventually. I want to kill, like, all the giraffes or something. You know what would be difficult about killing giraffes? Shooting them in the head.
You have to aim too high.
It's very high up.
And then, like, the sun will be in your eyes.
Just not worth your time.
And there's too much neck.
In my mind, I just had a handgun. So. like, I'm cold glocking it. Like, it's a fucking street fight.
You've done, like, a drive-by in this African savannah.
Yeah,
savannah?
Like, yeah, savannah.
Savannah, cool. That yeah, sounded...
Yeah. Savannah.
Yeah. I think that's, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Savannah. You know Savannah. What I would, okay, this is how I'd kill all the giraffes. Like safari jeep.
Yep.
And in the back of it, I would just have this really tall ladder, like a step ladder. And I'd get on top and just hold on with a handgun and we'd drive past giraffes and I'd be like, pow, 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 doof, doof, doof. Can you imagine a giraffe falling from a shot to the head? You get the poof of the body and then the doodle of the neck. Doof, 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 poof, head. It'd be... pretty good, and I think it'd take a while before people knew what I was doing. So.
Yeah, they don't see the first giraffe fall. They're like, odd. It's not nap time.
What the hell is going on?
The locals are like, it's giraffe nap time, obviously.
Giraffe nap.
Just like once a day, all the giraffes are just like...
People fucking setting their watches by nap. Just poof, 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 poof. Looks like it's nap time. All right, I'm going to chuff off. I like the idea that there's just a nap time in the savannah and all the animals go to sleep.
Hey, it's the only safe way to travel.
Yeah, and that's the reason, you know, otherwise, you know, when the giraffes are asleep, the lions will eat them, but because they sleep at the same time,
it's
a only perfect fair. Fucking harmony.
And like, you know, like when you watch documentaries and stuff, you're like, how have these guys just not, like, how have they even got there?
Yeah.
They just went during nap time.
They just go during nap time, wake one up, and it's like, oh, and then they film it.
And then they fuck off and before it wakes up.
Yeah.
Properly.
Goes back to sleep. Yeah. Can animals sleepwalk? There's a question.
I thought you were going to say, can animals sleep? And I'm like, yeah. No.
Doesn't happen.
Doesn't happen. All except during nap time.
Well, sharks. Sharks.
I don't even know.
I imagine
sharks.
I imagine a giraffe with a shark as its head.
I just imagine you'd gotten a shark but just stretched it out to make it giraffe.
My brain was still in giraffe mode.
That's a good place for your brain to be.
Sharks keep swimming when they're asleep, so
that's kind of like sleepwalking, yeah. Sleep swimming. Yeah, good.
If humans sleep, solid. Slim the die, right?
What?
If humans slept, like,
sleep swimming.
Would kill you?
Yeah.
I suppose, well, maybe
unless
not.
Unless you're backstroking.
Then I'll you'll die when mind. You wake up out at sea. And you'll be like, I...
Man, backstrokes or sleeping.
You'd wake up and be like, what? I think the panic would kill you. Yeah. Like, imagine waking up, like, you wake up in the wrong place in bed and you're like, hey, out at sea.
I wake up in a panic most mornings anyway.
Oh, I'm still awake.
The same paddock.
Paddock. You wake up in a paddock?
Panic.
I thought you said paddock.
No, my ex thought it was really funny how often I would just wake up in a panic.
Was it
so
from anything?
Watch me.
Like, were you having a bad dream?
I just always have nightmares. I have anxiety dreams from the anxiety. So my brain is just like, here's all the shit that you'd ever done wrong. Like, yeah. You know when your brain's just like, you know that really awkward thing you did like 10 years ago?
Your brain
That's my dreams.
That's awful. My dreams are like Jackson.
Jackson walks a wheelie bin across a desert, gets an erection.
Yeah, exactly. That's a thing that happened. I don't know if I've said that on this show.
You have.
So many times.
Oh, good.
I wouldn't have just brought it up if you hadn't.
I was going to say. No, when your brain does that, he does it so sneakily as well. It's like, hey, man. You're like, oh, hey, brain, what's up? He's like, remember that time you did this terribly embarrassing thing? You're like, why would you do that, brain? He's like, oh, I don't know.
So, I don't know. Go back to sleep. Just kidding.
Well, like, I kind of can't now, brain. Well, it's your fault.
You fucked up, bro.
I kind of hate you, bro.
Yeah, fucking good.
Suck a big old dick, yeah. Jackson.
Yeah. Fucking come for me then, bro. Punch
I
me.
Think if I was going to do a very high-tech crime, art heist.
You think you could pull an art
I
heist?
I reckon I could pull off an art heist.
What?
Because when you first asked the question, my mind went Anthrax.
Oh, Jesus.
Which I just don't... I could pull off, but I just don't think is nice.
It's not really you pulling... Yeah. Like, that's not really a Zoe Bologna.
Also, anthrax isn't a crime. I think terrorism?
Terrorism.
I'm like terrorism? Like, fucking... Treason is that much, like, on a, like, cleaner conscience plane.
In a nicer way.
Treason sounds kind of...
Fancy.
Bit, yeah, exactly. Terrorism is like, that's scary.
But Jesus, art heist. Like,
what would you? What kind of art? What kind of art? Like statues,
no,
paintings.
Break into the Louvre, steal everything, replace it with pictures of me.
People, that is the worst crime. You are not getting away with that. They're like, well, look, there's no more art pieces here. We have a lot of security cameras, and in fact, all the paintings are this one woman. I guess it was probably her.
Fine, replace him with pictures of Jackson B. Bailey. He goes down for the crime.
The Louvre, though, would be one of the most highly guarded places in the world.
No, be like, it looks like a young woman has broken in and replaced all the...
It doesn't even look like she's wearing a disguise.
And all the
she's
the
carrying
paintings.
A lot of paintings. She's
just under each arm. Unless you wouldn't even have enough. The Louvre's huge. You'd have to have a truck.
I'd have a team.
Zoe... You're going to jail. I'm sorry.
Fuck off. Yeah, like your Uluru fucking half pipe's gonna.
No. I'm definitely going to jail. Probably just 20 minutes after you.
Am I going to jail? Because here's the thing. No, but here's the thing.
Man single handedly extincts giraffes.
Eliminates.
Well, if you can put a spin on the paper, maybe you can be a national hero.
Jackson's there screaming, they're a pest. I hate my lawn.
Jackson B. Bailey eliminates giraffe threat.
National hero gets a parade. No, but how would you ever prove it?
Because it was you with the gun.
But then I killed all of them. Because I'd get the final one in a zoo, I imagine. And I'd be like, oh, this is a nice day. I'd have a balloon. I'd have a, like, I went to the Shanghai Zoo t-shirt on. And then I'd just be like... pull up my gun, shoot the giraffe in the head. They're like, Jackson. I'm like, that was the last giraffe.
Suck a dick.
Bad luck, guys. Also, I like that you're like, if I don't hit him in the head with my handgun, I don't want a bar of it.
How am I going to kill a giraffe without a handgun?
Giraffe poison. Creating a poison that's only deadly to giraffes, and then you just fucking nuke the world.
But legit, how am I getting the giraffe to eat the poison?
No, I said nuke the world.
Oh, what? What?
That's a lot harder.
I missed out on a step.
No. Okay, so you're putting Zoe's plan was for you to build a bomb big enough to cover the entire world, but only fill it with poison that hurts giraffes.
Everyone else fine, barely notices it.
I feel like that...
It's not nap time. And all the giraffes are going down. I like to imagine. It's like a zoo and a giraffe falls down and some zookeeper just looks up at the clock and it's just like just before 12 where it has nap time written. They're like, it's 5 minutes of nap time. Something's off. Jackson Bailey kills all the giraffes. I would have to have satellites. I would have to have... I mean, sure, Zoe, you'd need a team for the Louvre, and you'd at least need someone to drive the helicopter.
I'd probably need someone to get a bomb for me, too.
Zoe, you say you could get a team, but like, how are you going to convince people? You're going to be like, I want to break into the Louvre, steal all the art, replace with pictures of this guy's face.
They get to keep the art.
They'll be like...
So are you not doing it for the art?
I'm not doing it for profit. I'm doing it so the Louvre is filled with pictures of me.
Jackson, I'm glad we're on the same page here, because Jackson and I went for hugely dumb crimes. Jackson, you're going to jail. I'm also going to jail. You've committed a crime. I just don't think you'll even get the... Like, I don't even think you'll make it through the front door before you get arrested.
I'll be fine.
I guess if you have a team, you might.
I have a team, and we're all, like, covert agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I feel like that's one of those like places.
The Louvre,
like,
is the art museum. Like, yeah. If you think of an art museum,
I know what it is, but I feel like it's like one of the places that's like more highly guarded than like the fucking Queen.
Oh my god, fine, I'll go to the Dorsay. Oh.
Is that not quite as good?
It's the other art gallery in Paris.
The one that no one cares about.
The Dorsay is much more fun. I had much more fun at the Dorsay, but... Yeah.
So you've been to these places. You know that you're not going to be able to commit these crimes.
I reckon I could get into the Louvre. It's not that highly guarded.
But with so many paintings, you're going to be there for hours.
Also, I think...
What if I freeze time?
Oh, okay. No,
well, freeze time? Well,
now it's a time crime.
So Vlad, a time criminal.
Fine, I'll go back to Anthrax.
No.
No.
President Obama dead. All the giraffes dead.
Giraffe Anthrax.
Let's combine all our crimes, except we can't really put douches in there because I don't know how.
That distraction is to kill all the giraffes.
I'm going to turn giraffes into half pipes.
Do a little skateboard trick up their neck, drop a little bit of giraffe anthrax in their mouth, and get back into your helicopter. If there are two giraffes butt to butt with their necks facing out on an angle, that's almost a half pipe.
The only thing is, like, I probably need like eight standing like in a row so that it's thick enough to play a skateboard. Yeah.
Couldn't you grind on a giraffe? If Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 4 has taught me anything.
Jackson, can you grind on a giraffe?
I know, you're right.
My mind's telling me no.
Yes, I could grind on a giraffe.
Joel Dusha, you're right, can do this. Mm. He can grind on a giraffe if he so pleases.
I was thinking way too vert when really I should have been thinking street.
I'm thinking R. Kelly's bump and grind down with a little bump and grind.
Joel Dusha grinds along giraffes.
Nothing wrong.
I would
watch that.
And then I'll shoot them in the head just in case the giraffe anthrax doesn't work.
You're on the back of my skateboard.
Yeah. Doof, as when we go down. Doof. Oh, what a good time.
It's not nap time.
Do you like that my gum noise does not... Doof. Doof. That's not the sound of a door slam. So I want to talk about historically. Somebody in like the 20s stole a...
1920s?
Yes.
Or...
1890s?
What other 20s, man?
2020s. It's in 6 years in the future.
1820s? 1620s? 20?
Just 20.
In the year 20.
Cave people.
Committed atrocious
crime. How far
crime.
Back do you think the year 20 is?
I'd say it's about 2,000 years, Zoe.
In the Jackson.
Give or
Jackson,
take.
Jackson, just cave people.
This
cave
is another example of... Shut up a second, not understanding time.
Cave people. Cave people. 2,000 years ago, whoa, we were just eating rocks and punching each other in the dick.
Clubbing each other in the dick. Okay, you're right.
Cave. That was eating rocks and then clubbing each other in the dick for people who didn't know what my sound effects were. No, he stole a wrecking ball. Like, you know, the kind they used to smash into houses. And nobody knows how he did it because it's fucking huge. And it was overnight. Like, just one day they had a wrecking ball. The next day they got up, no wrecking ball.
So he just stole the wrecking ball.
He just stole the wrecking ball.
And it's 1920, so...
It's not even like you could come in...
Like a truck.
Nah, they had trucks in the 20s.
No, but not like...
Yeah, I know. It's not like you could come in and do like a high-tech, cut it off, chuck it in a truck, chuff it out of there. Somehow...
It couldn't have been like an Ocean's 11 type heist.
No. Wait. And even if it was, how do you divide a wrecking ball between 11 people?
How
12, rather.
Slices.
12 slices of wrecking ball.
That sounds like a fucking awesome album. 12 slices of wrecking ball.
Jackson Bailey experience.
Yes. So, okay, what's like a huge thing that you shouldn't be able to steal? Like, what would you steal? Like, something that there's just no way... It's almost ridiculous.
Mansion.
A mansion?
Whole mansion, and now it's mine on my tiny property.
People are
spilling out into my neighbor's property.
That wasn't there yesterday.
It's always been here.
What the hell are you talking about?
I like to imagine that you, because in my head, you've just dropped a mansion. Yeah. So you, like, crushed the houses next to you a little bit.
Yeah. Somebody just opens up their front door and it's just like, the side of
like,
your mansion.
Fuck you, Bellotta. And I'm like, no, it's always here. It's on my side of the fence.
Come on, what are you talking
guys,
about?
Guys, it's my mansion. It's been here
I've
always.
I've kind of always lived here.
I've lived across all three of these blocks this whole time.
You idiots. Did you
have you been drinking again?
Airlift the mansion
yeah.
and then drop it on
yeah,
your
that's what I was imagining.
Does that mean that the guy who lived in the mansion opens the door and is like, this is not my house?
Yes.
Where am I?
No, I left him. He just happened to be getting the paper while I did it.
So he bends down to pick up the paper, turns around, sees his house flying off.
He's just like, solid. I knew this day would come.
This was bound to happen.
That reminds me, though, how dumb does it look when, like, portable classrooms or just, like, houses are on the back of a truck?
Oh, and it looks ridiculous.
Is that a house?
Spilling over? It's like...
And you can see, like, the inside, because it's, like, literally cut in half. Have you seen this though?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. When I first mentioned it, I was like, this is a long shot.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about, but my brain was trying to make a joke about the fact that those trucks are wide.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
thinking about it.
Well, keep at it. If you come up with anything, let us know.
No, the best is, even if you thought of the perfect joke, it still would have seemed really out of context because there's already sort of a leap.
Yeah.
Like, just like your mom, right?
Wide load?
We didn't say anything about a wide load,
in the back of the cars? Yeah, the tracks have wide load because, as Jackson said, they spill out into other lanes.
Yeah.
Whatever, fuck you guys. I'm going to go take a nap.
Does your t-shirt say Bacon Hills?
No, it says Beacon Hills.
Never mind then.
That's Teen Wolf.
No longer interested.
Teen Wolf!
Wait, Mike? No, that's not Michael J. Fox Teen Wolf.
No,
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I fall for this trap every single fucking time. So it's like, Teen Wolf? I'm like, Michael J. Fox? He's like, no. I'm like, oh.
Your little heart with a picture of Michael J. Fox on it breaks.
It's a basketball, not a heart. Like, hey, Teen Wolf, he plays fucking basketball because he's a werewolf. Right? No. And she's like, no, lacrosse.
Oh. This is my Teen Wolf lacrosse jersey.
Michael J. Fox, I weep for you. I would steal a bridge because there's something really funny about, like, and I mean a big bridge.
Like the San Francisco Golden
Gate. Yeah, like the Golden
of.
Gate, because there's something funny about taking that route every day to work and you take it one day and the next day it's just not there. Mm. And you're like,
Officer,
what happened to the bridge? In my mind, we're all doing it with a helicopter, and I like to think that I just don't know where to put it. Just still flying,
screaming.
The guy in the helicopter is like, Jackson, we're running out of fuel. I'm like, there's nowhere that's safe. Where do you hide a bridge? Drop it in the sea. Just drop it in the sea.
Fuck.
Drop it and run.
Put it on top of another bridge.
the perfect crime.
Sydney Harbour Golden Gate.
Brooklyn Bridge.
Steal another bridge and then angle the bridges to make it one long bridge?
Yeah.
That goes out into nothing?
Right?
No, you can just... Okay, you drop the first bridge, then you lift up the second bridge so they sort of meet in a hill in the middle.
So people have to drive up a very steep slope.
That was... You laughed mid-Jordan. That was a strange... Like, aha, steep hill.
Too good. What about you, Dusha?
What would I steal?
Yeah.
So we've got an entire mansion, a fucking bridge. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Top that.
Yeah, no, I honestly can't, because the whole time I was like, before you said a bridge, I was thinking bridge, and then I was also thinking like a statue, like the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, yeah.
Not that funny.
No, I mean, like...
Although, it'd be pretty funny to see a Statue of Liberty just flying over a city.
And it would be funny if you didn't fly high enough and you're just dragging it through the streets of New York. People being like, what is...
Nah, New York wouldn't give a shit. They'd
be like, who cares? How cool is it to imagine Godzilla attacking New York and to destroy Godzilla, you pick up the Statue of Liberty and just fly it into Godzilla's head?
I don't know why they hadn't thought of that.
That's my new answer.
No, how good. Godzilla? You're going
to
steal Godzilla?
No, I'm going to steal the Statue of Liberty to fight Godzilla. You guys are doing it for your own personal gain. There's always stealing a mansion to live in. You're stealing a bridge to drop in the ocean.
I don't know why I'm stealing it.
So wait, what could we steal? Is that the question?
Like, you answered the question right. I'm the one answering it wrong.
No, I'm just thinking like
what could you steal that you should not be able to steal by yourself?
Ryan Gosling.
Same way with a helicopter. Yeah, like imagine Ryan Gosling.
I'm just thinking for Dusha, like if he was going to steal something, that's probably what he's going to want to steal.
Steal Ryan Gosling?
Well, Detroit.
Steal Ryan Gosling. Like S-T-E-L-E-L.
S-T-E-L.
Yeah.
There's a spider.
Is it a big one?
It's a daddy long legs.
It's fine then.
No!
They're the cool guys of the sea, of the spider world. Daddy Longlegs, like, just
cool
as an aside, are they just, like, the coolest spider?
Daddy Longlegs, I imagine, at a fucking jazz club, just, like, wearing sunglasses and just, like...
Yeah, just clicking
in
along.
The background.
You know, and you're like, hey, is this... And he doesn't care, you know, if you're like, hey, this isn't my scene. He's like, that's cool.
Hey, man.
Do you want to just go get some pizza or whatever? And you're like, you're all right, Daddy Longlegs. Daddy Longlegs, is that jazz? Daddy? Like, Daddy-O? Daddy-O Longlegs?
Daddy-O Longlegs.
All right.
You've curled yourself up into a ball there, Zoe.
You are very afraid of
really
that.
Don't
Where
like
is he?
Spiders, it's on the box.
I thought you were freaking out because it's on the mic stand. It's not even anywhere near you.
Box.
It's just on the little box. He'll be fine. This episode of Shut Up a Second brought to you by this Daddy Longlegs.
Hey, go see me at your local jazz club.
Esmond.
Esmond, Daddy Longlegs.
Daddy Longlegs lives in the studio.
Nice trumpet.
Anyway.
Many legs.
Detroit, someone started like a fundraiser thing.
Crawl on Jackson.
That's all right. Yeah. Do you want me to get rid of the spider?
Yes.
She's just going to keep talking about
the
spider.
Is it going to consume you?
Yes.
I think it already has.
Just a moment, gang listeners. Let me destroy a spider live on air. Where
are you? Jackson's about to commit the first.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Why? Why? Thank you.
I just committed murder. I am so sorry, everyone.
That is the greatest crime. Destroying your daddy long legs.
Charles, you didn't see shit.
that daddy long legs is just like, hey
guys,
look, I'm spooking Zoe, I'll be on my way. And then he's like, why, man?
I got attacked by 4 moths and a huntsman in a span of 2 minutes last night.
How can moths are like the least, they're a hassle, but they're not
moths,
bad.
If they hit you, I feel like they die.
Moths are the worst, I hate moths.
They just smack into your face and they're like, oh dude, sorry.
Hey, Zoe, I know you're freaking out, but look. It's dead. It's 100% dead.
It'll just take me a little bit to calm down, okay?
All right.
Okay. Well, back to what I was saying I might steal.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling, he's a guy. I don't want to take... That's rude. He's got a kid.
Yeah,
take
rough.
Ryan Gosling's kid.
Also rude. Not my child.
Somehow worse.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Yeah, no. So I wouldn't steal a guy. He's got a lot. He's got shit to do.
Yeah, yeah.
I would steal the statue that people have been trying to set up in Detroit of RoboCop, though.
Yeah, of course you would. Of course you
would. That would look fucking sick on top of my house.
Protecting your house. People would come up like criminals. They'd be like, I'm going to break into douche. Oh my God, RoboCop's here.
Shit. Guys.
Just fucking hightail. We didn't expect RoboCop.
Get the fuck out of here, guys. Half man, half machine, all cop. That's what they say.
You need that tattooed on you somewhere.
Honestly, that could be the best tagline for a film ever.
Yeah, half man, half machine, all cop.
Just because all cop.
All cop. All cop. The entirety of him is a police officer. Except the bit, well, I mean, no, even the robot's designed for police work.
I'm now worried that I've been saying it wrong. It might, it doesn't really make that much difference. Listeners, if I have said this wrong, I'm just going to, it might be part man, part machine, all cop. I just know that it's all cop. Get off my fucking back. All right, guys? I fucking love RoboCop.
I'm afraid.
I might be wrong, and I'm sorry, all right?
Dusha, calm down.
I'll kill you all.
Have you got
better
any...
alive? You're coming with me. Anyway,
I do got facts.
Yeah, facts. Crime facts. That's
where we're going.
Crime facts with Zoe Bellotta.
I'm going with stupid thieves.
Yeah, good.
Stupid criminals.
Stupid criminals. Stupid crime hour with Zoe Bellotta.
Zoe bringing the public what they need to know. My favorite one is a woman was getting her children forcibly removed from her house, which is really sad.
That's rough.
When kids have to get
that
taken
is a
away.
Stupid crime. You're right.
But the reason that the woman got called, Child Protective Services got called, is she was reported to give her 11-year-old a swirly. So for those who don't know what that is, it's like when you hold someone's head in a toilet and flush repeatedly.
Like brutal, because it's but a poor like, kid, but it, funny because, like, is it the 90s?
Yeah,
is
it's
is this a
bullying?
90s episode, guys?
Just being like, your little kid fucking playing with his toys, you're like, hey, nerd. What? Hey, nerd, come with me.
Hey, you look like you need to
where's my lunch money?
Give me my lunch money. Mom, I'm 11. You gave me the money. Give it back.
The best thing, because this story doesn't get stupider.
Yeah.
It does.
Oh, goodness.
The woman, when the children were removed...
Wait, can I guess? Did she try and give the cops a swirly?
Did she give the cops a wet willy?
Suck it, nerds! Yeah.
No, she was quoted saying, "I haven't had a vacation in 13 years. Go ahead, take them."
Oh, boy. I was going to say, like, that would crush you if you were a kid, but I think the moment your mum gives you a swirly, you're like, this isn't a normal relationship with my mom.
I would like a new one, please.
God damn. And jail, not a vacation. She has the wrong idea.
She's not going to jail. The kids were taken away from her. She didn't break any laws.
Oh, right. Oh, right, she just hates her kids.
Was that your fucking phone?
I think it was.
You
sorry.
Son of a bitch.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Who is it? Read the text on air.
Adam Carnivale says, "Where's the pepper?" Your thing's about to get salty up in here.
Is he going to come in your mouth?
Maybe.
A man once went to go rob a bank.
Yeah.
And as he was robbing the bank, the teller just said, "Go wait in your car, we'll bring you out the money." The stupid robber did, and then got arrested in his car.
What a fucking polite champ.
How good. Like, hey, just wait in your car. And he's like, what? This is great.
Oh, this is great service, guys.
What an awesome bank. Oh, the cops. They shafted me.
Hey, guys, I thought we were bros.
Imagine that look of
thought
betrayal.
We were buddies.
Yeah, he'd give, like, the teller, like, as he's being dragged away, just that look of, like, why? We were
I like
pals.
I feel like that, based on that story, that at some point in history, someone's been like, hey, bank, give me all your money. And the teller's like, we don't have any money. And the guy's like, all right, then.
Damn, I was really banking on the fact that you would.
Banking on a bank.
Banking on a bank.
Unintentional pun. And it wasn't even really a good
pun. It wasn't a pun. You just said banking in the same sentence as bank.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't a pun at all.
It was funny than what it was.
You sure did.
Banking on a bank.
A man was arrested for the robbery of multiple vending machines, posted his entire bail in quarters.
What a champ.
That's not a dumb crime. That's like a rad crime.
Because you're like, sir, we know where you got those quarters from. You didn't. Prove it.
Hey, you can't prove shit, motherfucker.
These clearly...
Speak to my lawyer. I pay him in quarters too.
How do you steal a vending machine quietly? Like, you see a guy with 10 vending machines in the back of it. No, actually, you know what? If you saw a guy with, like, a pickup that had, like,
and a
10...
couple of vendings, you'd be like, that's where vending machines come from.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, he's taking them to where they go.
Because vending machines do just appear.
Yeah.
It's
I
every
like
time...
to imagine stealing stuff like that is very easy as long as you're wearing, like, one of those safety vests.
Because people are like, I guess he's the vending machine. Because, guys, I'm going to put it on the table. I don't know where vending machines come from.
I don't know where the vending machines come from. They just kind of appear.
Where do they go?
The vending machine... machine stork just brings them.
Yeah, just flapping his wings, having a shit one. Drops it down, gets a paycheck from Coca-Cola, goes home.
Feeds his wife and kids.
With a crick neck.
A man was once robbing a convenience store wearing pantyhose to disguise his face. When the police rocked up, he grabbed a shopping bag and pretended to be shopping, forgetting that he was wearing pantyhose on his face.
What a champion. What are you talking about, officer?
Hey, I'm just doing some fucking shopping.
Just doing some shopping. The pantyhose.
Oh, this is my style.
I've got a rare skin condition.
You know?
The kids wear it nowadays.
You're out of touch,
poor
officer.
Pantyhosing.
Yeah. Are you buying this? Yeah. Am I getting away with this?
Is this working? I mean, like, off the record, I did do it. Is this? Are you believing this shit?
Off the record, is this working though? Like, I mean, like, don't arrest me for this.
It's just one man to man,
not criminal to cop.
Is this working?
What do you say?
This is pretty funny.
I think I'm pulling it off.
Right? Would you say that? Out of 10.
Out of 10.
Solid one.
And then, all right, on the record now. No, I'm just shopping.
Just looking for, just buying some bread or whatever.
And buy my wife some pantyhose.
Yeah.
Just a mistake. I just put it on my face so I remember which brand she likes.
Feel it. And last but not least, a judge in Louisville decided that a jury, quote, went a little bit too far when recommending a sentence of 5,005 years for a man who was convicted of robberies and kidnapping. The judge reduced his sentence to 1,001 years.
There's so much that is wrong with that.
I think the funny part is just to imagine the guy's face, like the person that the terrible, terrible man that has done these crimes, being like, that sentence is way too intense. Yeah. And the guy being like, I'm going to get like 5 years. Yeah. He's like, I'm reducing the sentence to 1,001 years. What?
You're like, come on. Like, life expectancy of a human being
is... That's like 10 life sentences.
I get what you're doing here, but it's, come on.
You're just jerking my chain.
You're making
here
an example.
So...
Turns out that's the one guy who is immortal.
That means he went from 50 life sentences to 10 life sentences.
Yes.
Wait, is a life sentence just or is it?
No, a life sentence is like
till you die.
Yeah, no, it's like 30, 40 years.
It's 25 to life.
Yeah. Here, though, life sentence isn't a life sentence in Australia.
Oh, yeah, I think it's 20 to life in Australia.
Imagine being that jury.
It's 20 years or till you die.
Like, that jury must have gotten so worked up. Like, they're let's put him away.
Hey!
10 years.
Fuck this guy.
Yeah. 100 years.
What a piece of shit.
100 years away. Someone's years? Like, 1,000 fucking years. 5 goddamn 1,000 years away for this piece of shit.
Let's make an example. 5,005 years. Yeah! Yeah!
Hooray!
Yeah!
The best jury.
They come out like all hugging and high-fiving and the judge is like, oh, what's this?
Oh, they've broed out again.
Oh, no. Oh, no. This is going to be some ridiculous sentence. I'll have to take it down to something still quite ridiculous, but somewhat less so.
Oh, the jury as well would be the best to imagine that situation. Guys, that sentence is really like, oh no, we've fucked up, we've gone too high.
Oh no,
this judge is corrupt. They're working together. 1,001 years, he's on our side.
Yeah!
High five. Give me a hug, man.
Fuck you, man.
I want to add one more dumb crime onto that list that I heard of really recently. A guy robbed a bank and he covered his face in lemon juice because
I heard about this.
Because, like, lemon juice makes ink invisible if you mix it, like, invisible ink. So he figured that if he put it on his face...
He thought he'd be invisible on security cameras as well.
People wouldn't be able to see him.
I want to slap this man.
Like, how do you not understand? Like, life. Just a great deal. Like, a great many things.
Put it on your face. Look in the mirror. You can see you.
You're just a man with lemon juice on his face.
You're at best a bit sticky.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you come and you're like, give me the money. They're like, okay, I will, but
I,
why? What's this lemon juice about?
You smell...
You smell fresh.
You're a fresh criminal. You're a fresh class of criminal.
I mean, you're a fucking idiot, clearly, because you're not wearing anything. You can see my face? Yes.
But lemon juice. Can you see lemons?
I like that he was like, thought he was the first person to ever think of this.
Other people have thought of this?
No, but I think he thinks he's the first person.
I see what you mean. Like, he's like, in his head, he's like, why is not everyone doing this?
Guys, why are you doing this?
How good is this idea? I am so clever. What?
Officer, you can't arrest me because you don't know what I look like.
I like to think when the cops came up and like pulled their guns on him, he just got out like a big thing of lemon juice, unscrewed the top, and just pulled it out. So long, officers.
Catch you motherfuckers later.
They're like, what is he doing?
Sir, we can still see you.
Obviously,
no, but that wouldn't even be your first thought. You wouldn't be like, he's trying to go invisible. You'd be like, he's just covering himself in lemon juice.
No, I guess as a police, like maybe the first thought would be like, fuck gasoline.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to set it up. Yeah. And then when you're like tackling him, we're like, this is lemon juice? He'd be like, how did you know where I was? You'd be like,
wait a second.
I say, what this fucking idiot. Have you got any crime movies, Dusha?
Yes.
Or crewvies, as they're known in the biz.
That is in the biz. So there's been a boom in crewvies recently. A lot of films are now like known as crewvies just solely due to the amount of crime that's committed.
Yeah.
One thing I want to point out, though, is a lot of directors have ended up in prison because in films, if you commit a crime, it's actually a crime in real life.
Oh, is that that is
it's
true?
100% fact.
I remember reading like, that in the papers.
There was a big thing with David Fincher films because all his films are crime films.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why hasn't he been caught? Like, I was fucking watching Fight Club the other day.
There's a lot of fighting in that.
Yeah,
film.
Like that's a lot of assaults.
Yeah,
David Fincher was just. So you're not impressed.
Ocean's 11? Why isn't David Clooney?
David Clooney. George Clooney. Yeah, like, he committed three fucking bank robberies.
That's three bank robberies that are on tape.
Very, very high quality on tape.
Yeah, someone should put that guy away. That's the dumbest thing.
But yeah, no, seriously, there's crimes in movies all the time. but I want to see a movie just about like little dumb crimes. Like, why is everyone's always like planning for like meticulous giant bank robberies? I want to see that level of planning, but like
for like stealing a purse.
Yes.
Like Ocean's 14, but it's literally just stealing from an old cranny.
But like a real gritty like setup. Like there's betrayals and stuff, but they're just trying to steal a purse. But why is that not a film?
Do you want like $40 and some hard candy?
I was gonna say, like George Clooney gets the take and just like goes out for quite a nice dinner and has a peppermint on the ride home. This is what it's all about.
Job well done. And he's killed like five of his teammates.
Yes. Or like they get their award, but it's like too much and they fall into infighting over $40 and two peppermints. I don't think you can split $40 and you can't split two peppermints amongst 14 people. Let's be honest.
You could. It would be hard.
If you just crushed one and were like, I guess just have at it.
Yeah. Good luck.
The best thing about that is like calling up all of everyone and being like, I got a heist. And they're like, oh, here he is, fucking Danny Ocean. He's got a plan.
There's this lady that lives next door to me. Yeah, go on. Should she have a safe room or something? She just looks like she has a bit of money in her purse.
Well, okay. Then he'd gather like 14 people and they'd be like, really, you need... Well, I mean, really, you need just one person.
Probably just wait for the old lady to go out and just sock her one, I guess. If you really want a purse.
I guess you could just break inside her house, Danny. Did you just want to see us?
Guys, I miss you.
I'm very lonely. Jesus, Danny.
You've got Julia Roberts, though.
You never write. What am I meant to do?
Wouldn't that be so sad with your heist crew? Because you'd do your heist and you'd bond and shit. And then you'd be like, well, look, we kind of can't interact with each other for like another 10 years so that we can get away with this. I guess this is goodbye.
So a heist film where the heist is the first half and the second half is like a romantic drama where everyone's longing for each other's company.
Yeah. Well, you do a heist film and it starts off as like a heist film, like the end
Jason
of
Statham
it.
Jason Statham just shooting up shit. And
then, like the end of a heist film where they're just finally getting away with it.
And then they're like, all right, well, I guess I'll see you guys in 10 years. I'm kind of going to miss you guys.
I've seen a movie sort of like that.
Really?
Sort of. Very loosely like what we're talking about, but it's way more serious. It's just like a husband and wife, they're criminals. Cop gets shot, the husband takes fall for it because the wife's pregnant, then he comes back out after 10 years, he breaks out of prison. It's not that, there's nothing funny about it.
Yeah, there wasn't.
No, I was just, it's...
The awkward thing about like meeting up with your heist crew after 10 years is that like all you'd have to talk about would be the heist. Like after you got rid of that...
Did you spend the money on?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's true. You'd be like, oh yeah, this, and then you'd be like, yeah.
Have you done any heists recently?
What if you're like, yeah.
And then he's like, oh, have you done any lies recently? Good, you're under arrest. I'm a cop now.
Oh, no!
No! Daddy, why?
Did you say Danny or Daddy?
Daddy, why?
Both are applicable.
I said Danny.
How good would a heist film that was a whole family doing a heist?
Like, for some reason, I was like, yeah, that exists. Christmas with the Crackers.
Cranks.
Christmas with the Crackers.
Tyler Perry presents.
There was so much wrong. Like, not called Christmas with the Crackers. Christmas with the Cranks is not even slightly a heist film.
But I can imagine that family in a heist film. Yeah. You got Tim Allen, you got Dewey from Malcolm in the Middle, you've got...
I don't remember.
Jamie Lee Curtis. You got some other kid.
How good would like having a baby in a heist be? That could take orders.
baby criminal.
I think I'm actually just thinking of putting a baby in vents, to be honest.
Dun, 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 dun.
Imagine like that doof, 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 doof. You're like, someone's in the vents. You open up the vents. Child, like infant child. You're like, this can't really do much damage.
We should just put it back.
It's a vent, baby. Oh, don't worry about that. That's just a vent, baby. Put him back. And then off he goes.
That'll be dumb.
To commit more vent-related crimes. Wait, not vent-related crimes.
Crime-related crimes, you idiot.
Crime-related vents. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe Bellotta.
And I've been Joel Dusha.
Thank you for criming in. Like, chime in.
Yeah, climb in.
Who says let me just climb in? let me just climb in there a moment, Dusha.
You're under arrest.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.